the room and the canned laughter. Ethel was angled across underneath me. I offered to clothe her, to feed her, to bath her. She'd just give me a little exclusivity. Dear George Ethel, is something special. Dear Deaf George Ethel, is special to me. Ethel is a woman that a river runs through. She is famous throughout the land. People come and bathe in her, yeah, you know I do. But lately it's getting right out of hand. And Deaf George Ethel is something special. Something special to me. To kiss Ethel is like drinking the stars, but to not kiss her, it made you come unglued. You better get in there fast. Right now there's a ticket box and a queue. Deaf George Ethel is something special. Yeah, Deaf George Ethel is something special to me. Thinks we should all just take the chance. We should all love one another. It could be special. In the back of the taxi cab with ants in my pants, I can't sit still. I know they're gonna send me. I know they're gonna send me. Deaf George Ethel, boy, she's something special.
All right, two from Nick Cave. That was Grinder Man. Something that came out last year. That song was called Deaf George Ethel. Before that, we heard early Nick Cave. The Birthday Party did The Hair Shirt. He's coming to the 930 Club in October. And it might be hard finding tickets because it's listed as sold out. Up next, we got Bo Diddley. I heard a 60s garage punk band version of the song last night here on the station. Here's Bo Diddley's version of Roadrunner.
I'm a roadrunner, honey. Beep, beep. I'm a gonna put some dirt in your eyes. Here I go. Oh yeah, how am I doing? Take my hand, baby. I want to prove to you that I'm a road running man. I want to show you something, that I'm the fastest in the land. Now let me back. Beep, beep. Oh, yeah. You say you fast. But it don't look like you gonna last. Goodbye. I got to put you down. I'll see you someday. Baby, somewhere hanging around.
out. Hit it where it hurts.
Hey, cool thing. Come here. Sit down beside me. There's something I gotta ask you. I just wanna know, what are you gonna do for me? I mean, are you gonna liberate us girls from male, white, corporate oppression?
Tell it like it is.
Huh?
Yeah.
Don't be shy.
Word up.
Fear of the female planet.
Fear, female planet. Fear, baby.
I just want you to know that we can still be friends.
Let everyone quiet know.
Sonic Youth with Cool Thing. Before that, we heard the Ramones with Blitzkrieg Bop. We're the Cramps doing the Crusher, and we started off the set with Bud Diddley doing Roadrunner. WRIR is functioning properly because of a trade with Franz Cleaning Service. Franz Cleaning Service, established in 1991, offers a variety of services for your home or office, including one-time or routine cleanings, large or small jobs, windows, walls, kitchen, and baths. They are bonded and insured, dependable, and thorough. For more information, call 804-598-5989. All right, this is Fontaine. The show is called What the Fontaine, as in you don't know what's going to come up next. Like this next song. It's the Bonzo Dog Band. It's called The Intro and the Outro. And before I start it off, let me remind you that you can check the playlist for tonight's show. Find out what the heck was that last song. What is that next song? I don't know. Go to WRAR.org, click enter, and then the top little post should be the one with all the song lists. And of course, you can also phone in here, 649-9737. That's 804-649-9737. I've got another 35 minutes before midnight solstice. This is the Bonzo Dog Band with the intro and the outro. Check out how many musicians are in this band.
Hi there, nice to be with you. Happy you could stick around. Like to introduce Legs Larry Smith, drums. And Sam Spoon's rhythm pole. And Vernon Dudley Bohay Noel, bass guitar. And Neil Innes, piano. Come in, Rodney Slater on the saxophone. With Roger Ruskin Spear on tenor sax. Hi, Vivian Stanchel, trumpet. Big hello to Big John Wayne, xylophone. And Robert Morley, guitar. Billy Buckland, spoons. And looking very relaxed, Adolf Hitler on vibes. Nice. Princess Anne on sousaphone. Introducing Liberace, clarinet. With Garnet Ted Armstrong on vocals. Lord Snooty and his pals tap dancing. In the groove with Harold Wilson, violin. Franklin McCormack on harmonica. Over there, Eric Clapton, ukulele. Hi, Eric. On my left, Sir Kenneth Clark, bass sax. Great honor, sir. Especially flown in for us, a sessions gorilla on Vox Humana. Nice to see incredible shrinking man on euphonium. Drop out with Peter Scott on duck call. Hearing from you later, Casanova, on horn. Yeah, digging General DeGaulle on accordion. Really wild, General. Thank you, sir. Roy Rogers on trigger. Tune in Wild Man of Borneo on bongos. Count Basie Orchestra on triangle. Thank you. Great to hear the Rawlinsons on trombone. Back from his recent operation, Dan Drop, hot. And representing the flower people, Quasimodo on bells. Wonderful to hear Brainiac on banjo. We welcome Val Dunican as himself. Very appealing, Max Jaffa. That's nice, Max. What a scene, Zebra Kid and Horace Batchelor on percussion. And a great favorite and a wonderful performer, all of us here, J. Arthur Rank on gong.
just love that song. That's Liquid Liquid with Optimo. And on that same EP that came out on in 1983, there's a song called Cavern. My friend Klaus and I were discussing about how Grandmaster Flash completely ripped off Liquid Liquid Cavern for the Grandmaster Flash song White Lines, Don't Do It. That was back in 1983. And I think it was actually a lawsuit, one of those early days of people sampling and getting caught. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that was Liquid Liquid with Optimo. Before that, we heard Tones on Tail with OK, This is the Pops. And we heard the Bonzo Dog Band with the intro and the outro. All right, I advertised this earlier and finally going to play it. It is that little something I dug up on a Last Poet CD that actually has Jimi Hendrix playing guitar and bass and Buddy Miles doing drums and I think some organ. And the lyrics are done by a guy that was part of the Last Poets. He goes by different names, and on this one he's going by Lightning Rod. And he tells a story about some chick called Doriella DuFontaine. She's quite a character, very colorful. And this was recorded in 1969 or 1970. I think actually this particular version has been a little bit remixed in around 1991, but the original tracks, the bass, the guitar, the drums, the vocals, were all from 1969 or 1970, and some have felt this was the earliest rap song. I don't know. It's kind of interesting. Let's play. Like I said, it's built under the Last Poets, but it's got Jimi Hendrix and Buddy Miles, and it's called Doriella DuFontaine.
Arrangements to give me some of that dynamite liquid. Now I was already high, dressed very fly, just standing on the corner watching all the fine hoes. When up go my main man band, it's Super 98 Bowl. Now as man stepped out, cat he looked about, me he began to speak. When with a sexy stride out from the other side, stepped his real fine feet.
What you both doing?
Now she wore a black sleeve dress, which was considered to be one of the very best. Her hair was glossy black, her eyes was a deep sea green blue, and her skin was a boss dark hue. Man, she was some kind of fine. Now, as I spoke to Ben and I shook his hand, I asked him, was that his honey? Without no job, this was the dude's reply, like she's anybody who wants to make some money. She plays a stick, mind me, she's slick, and she's one of the best in the game. This girl is no jerk, cause I seen her work. She's nice and she can use her head. Now she's good with her practice from a long ways back, and she done made me a whole lot of bread. Now Van was sporting a Panama straw, had a Corona El Producto stuck out the side of his jaw. He wore a beige silk suit that looked real silky. Dressed to make Rockefeller feel guilty. Now I was pressed, I must confess, although I couldn't compare with Van. It's not that his taste is better than mine, it's just that he's the big money man. Hey fellas, Doriella said, I'm starving as can be. How about a bite to eat? So we all agreed on a fabulous feat, down at the Waldorf, up on the big street. Now the Waldorf was glowing with bright neon light. Although this was my first flight, we were all clean at the Board of Health. We players, that's true, in rainbows of blue, and we painted a picture of wealth. Now as we were dining, man started unwinding. He began to run his mouth off of me. But as we left, I dug his woman, Miss DuFontaine, was steady pinning on me. Hey, fellow Doriella said, since we met, I'm glad. So here's the address to my pad. So next Saturday, I got real fly. I went to see Miss DuFontaine. I stopped off on the main man, Joe. This dude deals with dope. And I caught me some cocaine.
came, it was some kind of bag. It was really a ball set. She had a 5-inch carpet, which was limited in market somewhere in the Far East Orient. The hi-fi was selling and I wasn't failing, but I just couldn't rap to this queen. She dug my feet with cold and took a tight hold and gave me some pot, Chicago blue. She said, if you be my man, together we'll trip the land and I'll be your true blue bitch. And although you have to show me to those other squares, like I take that dough and make you rich. And you know where I'm at, I really went for that. And I put this fine hoe in the bed, me and this queen made love to the queen. And I flipped and she gave me some head. Now next Saturday around 1, we was out having fun at the club known as the Island of Joy. When in walked the Dixie Fair, drugstore millionaire, international playboy. Hey, fella, Dixie said, who's that fine Marlon Red? Why, I'll give you a fee if you introduce her to me. So I did, and my woman D, she did the rest. Now, next morning in bed, horse honey, she said, I can take Dixie off of all his bread. You've got to wait patiently like a hustler on the sunny lands of New Mexico. Because I don't want you around when I take off this clown and I get him hung up in my den. But when I pull through, baby, I'll come straight to you and you'll never have to hustle again. Jimmy, it was some kind of bag. Jimmy, it was some kind of bag.
rescuers say that there was a woman alive, age 25, hair glossy black, eyes deep sea green blue, skin of boss dark hue. She said she was on her way to her fine man in gray, stated to be his bride. She would have been his true blue bitch and would have made him rich. But Jim, she coughed up blood and died.
That was The Last Poets with Jimi Hendrix and Buddy Miles. Didn't know such a thing existed, but it was recorded in 69 or 70, and somebody thinks it might be the first rap song. I don't know. It's called Doriella Dufontaine. Quite a colorful character, this chick. All right, so hope you enjoyed that. I'm going to do something off of vinyl now. The last couple of weeks, thought, I don't know, let's be silly, do something from my childhood, some crazy classic rock stuff from my childhood. Last week I had Heart with Barracuda. 2 weeks before that, I had Rush with YYZ. Rush played on Stephen Colbert, so I thought, what the heck? And it was an instrumental song. See if you recognize this song.
Thank you. ghost in my hotel room. I dreamed I gave her the key. I might be mistaken, but it's awful dark to see. She lets herself in at 3 a.m. to crawl in bed with me. She sits upon my bedside and sheds a second skin. She tells me all her troubles and loneliness within. Then she shows me how to reach inside and caress her skeleton.
For the ethical treatment of animals. And this is my daughter, True.
Hi.
Life is full of choices. And many years ago, I chose to become a vegetarian. And it's one of the best choices I've ever made. And since True's dad was a vegetarian, she decided to be vegetarian too. You may decide to go vegetarian for better health, for a better environment, or you could be like True and I and just decide you don't want to eat meat anymore.
I love animals and I love being a vegetarian.
I'm Forrest Whitaker.
And I'm True Whitaker.
And we're vegetarians.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
All right, before the message, we heard from John Doe of X fame with a CD that came out last year. We heard a song from it called Hotel Ghost. And before that, yep, that was Aerosmith with Back in the Saddle. When I was a kid, I really liked that song. And it's still kind of fun. All right, I'm getting ready to get out of here. Thank you very much for listening. I'll be back next week, Friday night, 9 to 11, doing What the Fontaine. You never know what's coming up next. But coming up in about 6 minutes, 5 minutes, will be Midnight Solstice with Andrew Felty, and he's got a couple of guests, so do stay tuned for that. And of course, at 1 a.m., it's The Other Side of Metal with The Professor. All sorts of good music lineup tomorrow. I think Dan's doing the 80s show, and Phil's doing the local show, so tune in tomorrow afternoon for them, and just all throughout the week. You can go to our website to check out the playlist for tonight, www.wrir.org, and of course, you can listen there as well. I'm going to leave you with Africa Mabata and the Soul Sonic Force with Renegades of Funk, and have a great weekend.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. Renegades of this atomic age. This atomic age for renegades. Renegades of this atomic age. This atomic age for renegades.
Get
time.
renegade.
Renegade of funk, wow, wow, he's a renegade of funk, and MC Globe is a renegade of funk.